From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. President Donald Trump told a national conference of law enforcement officials gathered in Kansas City today that he was on their side. Kansas City Public Media's Andrea Tudhope was there.
The president did not have much to say about Kansas City. In fact, at one point, he mistakenly referred to it as St. Louis, though the fact that this conference was held here does hold significance. Kansas City has seen rising levels of violence in recent years, and with a few weeks left of 2018, homicides are only slightly off pace from 2017, which saw a record high. But the theme of Trump's remarks was clear.
For too long, many politicians and radical activists have been smearing and slandering our police, making life easier for criminals and harder for law-abiding Americans. We will not tolerate attacks on the heroes who protect our streets and defend our communities.
The crowd of hundreds of police and prosecutors from around the country was tame and seemed receptive to the president's comments. I'm Andrea Tudhope.
A Missouri high school student faces a felony charge after authorities say he posted on social media that he was going to buy an assault rifle and make history. Reports say that 18-year-old William James Nelson of Branson was charged Thursday with making a terroristic threat. No attorney is listed for him in online court records. The Branson Police Department was tipped off before midnight Tuesday about a series of messages that Nelson allegedly sent from his account to a female classmate. In the messages, Nelson allegedly pledged allegiance to Allah, asked where he could buy a gun, and talked about needing a bulletproof vest. School districts throughout Missouri are preparing to expand online course offerings for their students starting next month. Ryan Delaney reports that state legislators passed the Missouri Course Access Program in their last session.
Online classes were previously only available to a small group of kids. Starting in January, public school students will be able to take some or all of their classes online instead of stepping into classrooms. It's intended to open up a larger course catalog to students in low-income or rural districts. But Windsor School District Assistant Superintendent Jeff Busher says it could also allow some parents to homeschool their kids with little effort.
If this would grow and grow, what you're potentially impacting more than anything is the number of staff that you have to maintain.
Home districts will collect state per pupil funding, even if a student is taking a class online. But the district will have to pay the roughly $250 per class fee to the online vendor. Schools don't expect to see much enrollment in virtual classes until next fall. I'm Ryan Delaney.
31 animals that were rescued from a mid-Missouri home will be ready for adoption soon. Reports say that Boone County Animal Control turned the 17 dogs and 14 cats over to the Central Missouri Humane Society on Monday. Boone County Animal Control official Jason Wilcox says the animals initially were rescued in August after a residential fire. By October 31st, Animal Control obtained enough evidence to seize the animals, and the owner voluntarily gave them up. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.